try to have shared responsibilities.
I'm going to officially call the meeting to order, please. This is an informal community meeting. And we can start to my left over here and do the introductions, and you can make your statements now, or however which way you want to go. We can just go around so everybody gets a chance to speak. Is that okay? Two minutes.
Do we have Spanish?
Just for introduction only? 2 minutes will speak.
Do we have somebody?
I don't think anybody is here to interpret. Does anybody want to volunteer to do the interpretation?
¿Algún voluntario quiere hacer preinterpretación, por favor? ¿Están pidiendo?
I can go Spanish to English if necessary.
Thank you, Jackie. Okay, I'd like to ask you if you have cell phones, if you could silence them, put them on vibrate, please.
What are you saying? They make all their stories for good reason. Don't mess with this thing.
I just want to make sure everybody's cordial to everybody else. I know we're all busy, so everybody in here's got a cell phone. So, what I was saying at first, we can do the introductions, and then we can start. I'm just saying, introduce yourself before you start to make your statements. That's all.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Julio Ferrante. I come to Montclair 47 years ago. I know the history around here. I want to explain later what's going on in the area. I am president of the United Latino Labor. I come to support the family because they spend the money for the payroll to many people.
Has been doomed in a place that
only empty spots. All the emptiness is gone everywhere in Mount Pleasant just by the repression of regulation that some organization had had. And as a proof that this organization have created this kind of events in Mount Pleasant. So I think it will be, we're asking the ANC to support us in doing this change because this is an important tool for us to keep in Mount Pleasant and to create for Mount Pleasant, to create a location where people will see Mount Pleasant as an opportunity for their investment, which they don't have right now. This repression that we have been for 20 years, it has created fear on the ears of every prospect investors to come to Mount Pleasant. And I think that the neighborhood has to step up also in supporting a change of these events. And I think that the ANC, I ask the ANC to step up on that and also to support us on that. Thank you. You want to say something?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. My name is Nina Haley Banegas. I came to Washington, D.C. in 1988, and I started my own business in 1990. This community really know me for a long time, and the reason we apply for this license, we have two restaurants. We're planning to open more in Virginia, Maryland, in the future. We want to be able to maintain the same menu, same order, and same rules. And that's the reason. We have a Georgia Avenue, we get the same license. I brought two neighbors from Georgia Avenue. They will speak later on and see if we do any changes or not. And I hope you support me. I'm here. You have to trust me. I don't plan nothing wrong for this community. I have two children who don't want to move never for this community. And we need your support. We don't plan nothing wrong for this community. We need this license for business purpose. Thank you very much.
Hello everyone, my name is Joyce, and I work for the Hades, and I think they have summarized everything about what I just said, that we would like to get every civic association here support, and if we can get a support now, we need to also to have some kind of open dialogue, whereby we'll be able to come up with some agreement for the nightclub license the Haiti restaurant has applied. And as they say, it's just a nightclub license. That doesn't mean it's going to change the business operation. And we'll be willing. We have already held two meetings and we have given, I believe, enough information, sufficient information for everybody to make their decision. Thank you, and we are available to answer any questions you have.
Chief. Hi, my name is Minister Chima Russo, and I'm here in support of Hades Restaurant. I was a resident here in Ward 1, and now I'm a resident in Ward 4, and I'm here to support Hades Restaurant. Thank you.
My name is Faye Armstrong. I live on Vermont Street. This is the third or fourth meeting on this issue I've been to the city. One of the things we try to do is to ask, and some of the reasons that are being given today are different from some of the reasons that we've heard at so many other meetings for this request for substantial change in the license. The legal standard is this appropriate for the neighborhood? And we have not heard why it's appropriate for the neighborhood. As I said at the last meeting in this room, it's not about Haiti or whether we support Haiti. Credit our neighborhood, and so is Monty and so is Monty Jr. That's not the issue. The issue is whether this change of license, which is a substantial change from what was discussed at length 2 years ago before the ABC board, is in fact appropriate for this neighborhood. We have an example of a neighborhood next door that does not have any quote-unquote nightclubs in terms of the licenses, but has a nightclub zone, if you will, in terms of how the businesses operate, that I think we all agree are many bad aspects to that. We can't just have one nightclub. If it's good for one, it's good for others. We have vacant storefronts on this street. We have a moratorium in Evans Morgan. I would like to say that we've asked some questions about, you know, why specifically do Hagan Mario feel that this change is necessary? We talked about the 45% food sales requirement. We talked about this, we talked about that. We really haven't come to a conclusion on these. What are the options for, are these real problems? Are there other ways of getting around these problems that would suit their current business purposes? So I don't feel that we're at the, we have the sufficient information really to evaluate this proposal. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Tony Harvey. I write for the Encounter newspaper, so I'm here to listen.
Yes, I'm next. Hello, everybody. My name is Carlton Davis. I'm an invited guest from Haiti Restaurant. I'm with the Beacon Brightwood Business Alliance. I'm the vice president of that alliance. We have similar experience in our community. I'll let you know that most of our board members, we live in the Brightwood community. And also, we understand community concern. But the concern is also this. Haiti has a restricted business license. And I understand what, you know, what's been said about the difficulties of understanding why we want to upgrade to nightclub status. What we found out was this, is that in with the current laws, it restricts Haiti from surviving. The issue here is only due to the economy. The issue is that buyer habits have changed. Recession is here. You got to be proactive. We have dollars and dollars being leaked to Silver Spring, to Virginia, and we're not capturing the district dollars here. So what good is it? It's good to have a home-based business. To my understanding, which I very well have, I know, is that Haiti lives in community. She's somebody that has been in planning community, has been very supportive of this community. This is why we went ahead last year and supported for this arrangement to be between the AMCs and the community within the Brightwood community. And it worked very well. It worked very well. I think she's a self-disciplined business owner. She's concerned. She's in planning in your community. So we asked the question, why? Well, ask yourselves, how many times did you go to Haiti? How many times do you really buy food there? It's been changed throughout the whole climate, the whole fabric of this business community. Not only in Ward 1, not only in Ward 4, but all over the District of Columbia. Businesses are struggling. And so, what's the compromise? Well, the compromise is this, is that we need to look proactively into why we need to make this change. Not because of fear-mongering, not because of anything else, anything external going on. I mean, look at Haiti, and look at the fine examples she has shown throughout this community. So the whole premise here is this, is that we need to support each other. Haiti has been supporting the Brightwood community, and I'm matter of fact, I know she supported this community. Matter of fact, I grew up in Washington, D.C. area. I still attend church on Irving Street, looking at Irving, Northwest, and I know what she has done for the schools and also for the community around this area. So the status right here is almost going to be impossible for anyone who is operating a business but to go and move on forward in the next 18 months. Unless you here as community said, look, I will be in Haiti every day to buy a platter or something for the station. Well, we're finding out people are just not buying that much food. And it's not only Haiti, but around this area. So
I'm going to have to stop you right
That's
here.
Fine. I'll wait to be.
Okay. We did your 3 minutes.
Okay.
And all respect to everybody.
All right.
I want to go around and we can come back when you can continue.
Sure. I'll let you follow up on that then.
Okay,
thank you.
Mi nombre es Glenda Salmerón.
Glenda Salmerón.
Tengo la oportunidad de trabajar con Heidi.
I have the opportunity to work with Heidi.
Okay, y desde que yo tengo de trabajar, he trabajado en muchos restaurantes y en Heidi he encontrado como una familia nueva y a la vez la calidad de lo que es todas sus comidas.
I have worked in many restaurants and in Haiti I have found myself in a family-oriented business and also the quality of food.
Todo sé que es de primera calidad y se trata siempre de dar lo mejor a todos nuestros clientes. Y pues me imagino que lo que estamos tratando es de darle mejor servicio de lo que estamos dando hasta el día de hoy.
One of the things is the quality and also that's the first goal to have customer service.
Yo vivo sobre la Kingdom Street y pues Haiti ha sido una oportunidad para tener mi trabajo más cerca.
I live on Kingdom Street and Haiti has given me the opportunity to have my job close by.
Y pues creo que ellos se merecen una oportunidad más.
And I think that she deserves an opportunity to have her business.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Genaro Hércules.
Good night, my name is Genaro.
Hércules. Quiero decir que hablar de Heidi aquí en la Mampesa, y yo creo que me atrevo a decir en toda el área de Norwest, es hablar de una persona muy conocida.
And I want to talk about Heidi, and in all this area, Heidi is a well-recognized woman.
Y está bien involucrada en los proyectos de desarrollo para la comunidad latina.
And she's very involved in the development of the Latino community.
Es necesario de que toda persona que quiera poner fuerte este trabajo para 10, 20, 3 o 5 personas, le demos todo el apoyo necesario porque los Estados Unidos ahorita necesitan la mano de cada ciudadano americano y de cada ciudadano no americano, pero que estamos dentro del territorio norteamericano.
And she also is a bridge that can open up ways to get people jobs, 23, 50 jobs, and this right now this is a time that everybody who's in the United States will be able to work.
Es necesario que se va a crear otra fuente de trabajo porque tanto la comunidad y los que manejan lo que es la ley que les compete actualizar o no actualizar tomen una decisión correcta, que piensen que en la comunidad se necesita que haya más puestos de trabajo.
With that having said that, you know, it will be a good opportunity to open up more jobs, and for lawmakers, that will be a chance to give her the opportunity to give her the tool to be a bridge.
Y felicitar a Heidi y a personas que le rodean por personas con iniciativa de desarrollo.
And persons with, you know, with that initiative of development.
My name is Steve Mudd. I'm president of Always Mount Pleasant, Pacific Association of Mount Pleasant. I'm just going to read the text of a letter to Director Fred Musale of ABRA. Always Mount Pleasant convened an emergency meeting of our board of directors on Sunday, February 7th, to discuss the merits of an application by NHB Corporation, Heidi's Restaurant, to change their existing license from a Class C restaurant to a Class C nightclub. The board voted without reservations in favor of this license because Heidi's Restaurant has operated responsibly in this neighborhood for over 20 years. That is a very long track record for one proprietor. Her reliability is well proven to us. Board members who have visited the Georgia Avenue nightclub operated by the NHB Corporation have found it to be well-run, orderly, and an asset to its neighborhood. We find no basis for extra restrictions or voluntary agreements. Restrictions suit those who do not follow ABRA laws. Voluntary agreements suit those who are unresponsive to the needs of the surrounding neighborhood or whose reliability is unknown. Heidi Venegas has always followed ABC laws and has been a good neighbor in Mount Pleasant. She is always considerate of the needs of her neighbors and generously contributes time, space, and funding for civic and charitable initiatives. We recommend that the Alcoholic Beverage Regulation Administration grant this license immediately on a stipulated basis so that there is no delay in approving this application.
Hello, my name is Julia Perfetias. I am the Executive Director of Neighbors Consejo and a 31-year-old community member. I was born and raised on 16th and Irving. My family still resides there as well. I moved to Ward 4. And I've also visited the Mount Pleasant as well as the Georgia Avenue location. And I haven't seen anything wrong in the way that the business has been handled or the way that business is carried. I always believe, once again, I think this is a very good opportunity to show that if there is a plan or a strategic plan that we have already are trying to implement, we have already kind of touched bases with community leaders or organizations that might be able to assist in a lot of the concerns that the community might have. I feel that sometimes we may not invest in our own community. We go elsewhere to invest just because maybe image, anything, reputation, or our degrees, or our line of field. So therefore, when we have a business that has been here for 20-some years, as stated, and has shown that a responsibility to the community, not only to the consumers, but to everybody else, I think that is a very well taken opportunity. It should be seen as an investment, because money is going to be coming in, as well as, like I said, there's collaboration. There are agencies already in place that have also shown what they're capable of doing and have shown potential as well as stabilizing themselves, which is our agency, Neighbors Consejo, has had a financial crisis, but we're still moving forward, and we have managed to stabilize ourselves 1 year, even though we're short staff. Still continue to ask for volunteers, not asking for money, but just basically manpower. And once again, like I said, the reason why I see this as an opportunity is because if we all work together into this, we can basically make it work. Hayes Restaurant has helped out Neighbors Consejo in the sense of fundraising, which we have needed at this time. So I think if they're assisting us, it's also our due diligence to go ahead and assist them. So I would say that if I'm supporting her, in a sense, I already have a plan that I have either implemented or that I'm trying to implement right now to see how we could be of more full support in the sense that if we're worried about public safety, we would make sure to address those issues. You know, right now we're working very collaborative with the MPD to try to make sure that this community is secure just because we know that we're very short staffed. So once again, I just think that it is a good opportunity. We speak about opportunity investment, and I think this is a very good time for us to invest. And like I said, we have agencies in place, such as Neighbors Consejo and other agencies that will basically show our face. You know, our reputation has been there. Our credibility will be revealed, and we can basically move on forward.
Okay, Barbara, before you start, excuse me. Does any of y'all would like to have a chair? The chair's back over here. Or if someone would have.
Looks like there's plenty of chairs there. Or you can pull some back there.
We'll pass some back. If you want a chair, hold up your hand and we'll pass you one.
We're by the mayor.
Asking for a change in their license. Quite reasonably, a neighborhood wants the sale of alcohol and the activities that surround the sale of alcohol to be run by them, because they're going to be impacted by the drunks and the noise and the disorder that might occur. We all learned the catchphrase from ABRA, peace, order, and quiet, right? Peace, order, and quiet in the neighborhood. I ask you all to go to the ABRA website and look at the difference between a restaurant Class C and a nightclub Class C, and print them out and compare them line by line. There's one difference. Katie gets to have entertainment. She gets to charge a cover charge. She can't outsource security. She's not going to be having big events with, you know, helicopters landing and movie stars and guns. And I mean, the wild imaginations of people in the neighborhood, let's put our imaginations to something more constructive. I say, if people looking ahead and using their imagination say, oh, Katie becomes a nightclub with entertainment, then all these open places will become nightclubs and we'll begin to look like 18th Street, our neighbor. But I say, if that's your fear, start with an exemplar. Start with someone who will have a nightclub and run it properly. So I say, let's start with Haiti.
Hi, my name is Mona Miller. I'm a local resident. I've owned property over on 19th Street for the last 10 years, and I love this neighborhood because of everything it has, and I have frequented Hades, and I really appreciate the food and the service, and I don't know you all personally, but it sounds like you are an exemplary community member, and so I really value it, and neighbors can say hello, we're donors, and we love this community. However, I confess to being surprised, I'm not involved with any of the 14 groups that get involved. And, you know, and I know you all are, you know, sincere in your efforts. But I'm just a local person who stumbled upon this and felt really surprised, because I think this could have a significant impact on the community, and it happened quickly, and it's happening without a whole lot of consultation. And this is a good first step. I don't think it should be the only step before the ANC takes a decision like this so seriously. I personally don't think that you need to use your imagination to imagine what some of the consequences of the facility could be. Parking, alcohol-fueled noise, continuing later into the evening, crime or disagreements that are alcohol-fueled, you know, even with the best of intentions, it sparks disagreement. And I think that we should not rush to this decision before we engage a lot more stakeholders and community members. Many of us are not involved with these local organizations because of the alcohol wars and because of the disagreement over the years. But there are many of us who are concerned about this and would probably like to be consulted in some more participatory manner. In terms of the economic impact, I just really don't think we should be hooking our future, our economic future, to a nightclub. We all talk about the problems along the strip. I agree. I think we've got to do more to support businesses. You could do that through restaurant licenses and maybe even listing some of the voluntary agreements that I don't understand, or coming to some new agreement. But hooking ourselves to a nightclub seems to me a big leap forward. And you could decouple the problems with business regulation and economic growth on this street from the question of whether or not to have a nightclub here. I think there are plenty of businesses that are thriving here. I think Hades has continued to thrive, from what I understand. You know, it's done well enough to build another, to open another property, and, you know, is a responsible community member, and that's great. It's really an important part of the fabric. But I, again, think we should not focus on a nightclub here in our community. This is a residential community. I think we should focus on economic growth opportunities that have more restaurants, more stores, and not move forward on a nightclub. And I really do mostly ask the ANC to take seriously that this is a consequential move, and not to make a decision to vote on this tomorrow when most people really got this news from here, Mount Pleasant. You know, a posting came out, and I've been supportive of some of those activities along the way, but this was kind of like an out of the blue, late last week, wow, we're having a vote on whether or not we're going to have a nightclub on our street. And everybody that I talked to had no idea that this was coming down. So I think, as a Democratic body, that there should be more deliberation, more consideration, and more conversation about this before the ANC moves to vote. So that's mostly my my request to that body. Thank you.
I'm David Skolnick. I'm going to stand because you probably can't see me. I've been renting in this neighborhood for a little over a year. I'd have to say that I'm leaning toward, you know, giving my support to Hades because, first of all, I like the restaurant. It seems like a very important part of this community. The personal stories that I've heard in support are very compelling. The economic arguments in favor are also very compelling. I haven't heard a strong argument laid out against it. This is the second meeting that I've been to that's been primarily about this. However, I would say that it sounds like certain members of the community or groups in the community or maybe a large block even have questions about it, and I think they're entitled to answers, absolutely. And I haven't really heard the questions put forth very clearly, and I certainly haven't heard the answers to what I imagine those questions might be. So I don't think we ought to make up our minds, or I personally won't make up my mind for, you know, 100% without hearing the case. Thank you.
Hey guys, my name is DJ Wanako, and I broadcast Saturdays and Sundays for 97.5 FM. And I've been hearing by people, I mean, I lived in Mantua, obviously, for 9 years and stuff. And I've been broadcasting for over 5 years in Spanish. And I'm always being questioned why, I mean, this is 12 years long. This didn't quite part of the group. And then, so I've always been questioned by people, the people that are not, that is not here. The people that is working on weekends or that is actually still working right now. And they always have questioned me, hey, look, man, why don't you do something about this? And I'm like, look, man, it's not on me, it's on a small group of people. The ones that need to take the decision to support it, hate. Now, well, my man said here that we have to take dollars out. You're right. I'm the one who blamed to take all the money out of this area by making my events, hip hop, rock event, Daryl Myrick, Arlington. I have to do them, Columbia Road, Latin Jazz Alley. You're right. I am forced to do all those, take all the hard work out of here. I'm the one to blame, if you ask me. Because I cannot work here, and people want me to live. None of these events have been shot or anything out of the context. So that imagination of that's going to turn into wild. It's delusional, and it's just another form of stopping evolution, you know what I mean? So I think that we all give a chance to development, like a man was saying, to everyone, not just a certain, because there's some places here that have the license and authority to have live music, and we all know, right? So why doesn't, all I'm asking is treat her equally. That's all I'm asking. I'm no more, no less. There's some places that I could do shows, but I'm not up to for ABC reasons. So that's all I'm asking. You know what I mean? Please, let's be fair. Because, I mean, I answer this to the people in a way more amount of people than in this room. Every Saturday and Sunday, they always ask. And there's going to be a moment that it's going to be like, look, man, something's going on here. So please, let's support hate, and let's do this in the name of real community. Not the community that is here, unfortunately, because they're working. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Claudia Schlossberg. I've lived in this neighborhood for 32 years. I'm a family member of here, Mount Pleasant. And over 2 years ago, I spent 2 years with many other people in this neighborhood fighting for the right to have live music return, to overturn restrictions and voluntary agreements. We worked for Haiti, for Don Jaime, and for Don Juan, and Heidi actually really is the only restaurant, I think, that having won some concessions, has been able to bring live music to this community many nights a week. And if you go into her restaurant, I think I'm there at least once a week, probably twice a week. Many of you are there. It is a wonderful, warm, inviting, joyous place where you can have a meal. Hang out with old friends, meet new friends. I've met total strangers there that live in the neighborhood. We've become friends. There are old-timers, new-timers, black, white, Hispanic. It is a place where we come together around food and music and culture. When we fought to get rid of the restrictions 2 years ago, we were told, my God, this is going to turn into Adams Morgan. They're going to be drunks on the street. It's going to be chaos. My God, you know, all hell is going to break loose if we allow live music and dancing. It didn't happen. And in fact, if you know Haiti's restaurant, and I invite you to get to know her better, she is exemplary in her efforts. All of her staff, every single person who works in that restaurant goes through additional training, much more than ABBA requires, so that when you walk in the door, you are greeted immediately by a friendly smile and someone who engages you and takes care of you. And they do not overserve, and they do not serve people who are underage, and they do not allow rowdiness. It is a well-run, unique, and treasured asset in our community. Haiti wants a nightclub license, not because she wants to run a nightclub, but because she wants to be free of restrictions that make it harder for her to meet a very substantial monthly payment for that piece of property which she invested in, and she and her family invested in. When did you buy it?
Last year.
Just as all of you struggle to make a mortgage payment or a rent payment, Haiti and her family have to struggle to make this monthly payment, and it is substantial. I won't say what it is. She's told me what it is, but I know. And one of the odd things about being a restaurant now with this 45% rule is that her prices for food are higher here in Mount Pleasant than they are in Georgia Avenue. She makes more money and has more of an opportunity to meet that monthly nut by selling more alcohol here on Mount Pleasant Street, which is a restaurant, than on Georgia Avenue. Now, we talked about Adams Morgan and the fear that we're going to become Adams Morgan. All of you, I'm sure, know Madam's Organ, one of the most notorious and best-loved dive bars in the whole country. That is not a nightclub. There are, in fact, no nightclub licenses in Adams Morgan. Right? Okay? There's none. So, you know, it's not really about the nightclub designation. It's about who's, not the license, it's the licensee. I'm sure many of you know Wonderland, just a few blocks that way. Guess what? That's not a tavern. That's a nightclub. That's their license. We have, I won't say who, a restaurant down the street that has DJs every night and dancing on the weekends. And they're not licensed for anything, but they do it. So if we have a problem with our licensure laws that put arbitrary restrictions on good businesses, and the thing that I take my hat off to Haiti and Mario is that they want to do this right. What they want to do is extend the time that they're able to have music and dancing, which they have now, and they want to do it legally. And the way to do that is to get this CN designation. They're not going to change what they do. It's not going to become Haiti's nightclub. She's not going to have dancing girls in cages. It is going to be Haiti's restaurant with longer hours and more opportunity. Right now, if Adam went into her place right now on Friday night when people are up and dancing, she can get cited for that because her capacity is 99 seated patrons. And that's a problem. It's a gotcha system. And so she's trying to do this right, to get a designation that allows her to do what she's been doing in this community for longer hours. There has been no, I mean, I would challenge anyone to tell me what the adverse impact has been on this neighborhood. I don't know of any. And so I support Haiti personally. I know here Mount Pleasant will be supporting Haiti. And I think, they say that past behavior is the best determinant of future conduct. And we have a 20-year track record of this family working hard in this neighborhood and doing everything, fundraisers every week for everybody. And so I truly hope that we can get over this fear of the N-word and support this wonderful family. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Rob Waldeck. I've lived in the neighborhood since 1998, several various locations, but I'm an attorney, and on a pro bono basis, I did represent Heidi along with Rick Masumi in the earlier situation, although I want to point out right now that I'm not acting on their behalf now. I'm here as a citizen. So, and I won't be able to represent them in this particular matter because I've also worked with other players in the situation. But I think really the thing we have to realize and think about is that this is a question of the domino theory, in a sense, versus the solid reality, the solid track record that Claudia just spoke of. The domino theory says all these bad things may possibly happen if this occurs. But the reality of the situation is that these are the same arguments that were brought forward before. Those arguments were not persuasive to the ABC board. And the reality of the situation was, when the new changes came in, that none of the feared consequences came true. So you have a question of the domino theory versus a solid reality, 20 years long reality. Now, the other thing is there's been some questions about process. The way this process works is it's all laid out in the statute. And so when someone applies for the license, it's placarded, a sign goes up in the window that everybody can see, a big sign. And the way the process works is that it all goes by timelines that are set by the ABC board. And so when a retailer comes forward and they put in a request for a new type of license, it's the law that determines how fast this is going to go. It's the law that says how what type of consultation there's going to be. And this is only a preliminary meeting. Every person who wants to show up and become involved in the process before the ABC board will be able to do that. And if you would like to protest this, that is your that's your prerogative as a citizen. And the ABC board will hear what everyone has to say. But it's not true that this neighborhood hasn't had the opportunity to hash these issues out. Because what's happened is these issues have been hashed out and the result has been very clear. There's been the only change has been that there's been more music in the neighborhood, and that's a good thing. Finally, I do want to go back to the solid track record that we have here. This is a solid track record, 20 plus years, and with having music now, a solid track record of two and a half years, no problems whatsoever. Heidi runs an incredible business. I mean, I went over every scrap of the record in this case, every scrap. In fact, I'd like to say I did it better than the other lawyers, but we'll see. But I can vouch for what's in the record, and it's a solid track record. There's been no problems, and it worked. It's already worked once, and there's no reason to think that it won't work because we have evidence to prove it. And so I just wanted to, say that I'm here to support Heidi because I really think that the reality of the track record should win over the domino theory, that the process has been solid, it's been good, everybody can participate in the process, and it moves at a pace that's set by the law. And that when you really look at it, you balance the solid track record against the concerns that are out there, those concerns, I think, have been proven wrong at this point. Yep. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Pravay Tantra. I live on Irvin Street for the past 23 years and then 5 years in smoking. Now, I'm here, I just look around, and then as I was called in Mahady's basement, I'm the only Chino in this room, right? one thing is that I came here to further support, and it's only a very, very personal and individual basis is this. Haiti's restaurants is always welcoming and going in. They call me Chino all the time, but that's fine, I know. And that's fun. But the way that I get in and I understand, I talk to people, and it becomes a place that I go and eat and enjoy myself. And then when Hades approached me about this issue, about the licensing, My question back to her said, what's going to change for me? What's going to happen? Well, she said, well, no, it's going to be the same restaurant, but we just need to do the selling, blah, 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 which I understand nothing about the legal part of things. So I said, okay, if I still can be the chino in the restaurant that I can eat every day, I can support you. And then the second part that I've known Haiti for the past 20-something years, when she came to the U.S. working at the restaurant there, and then she could not speak much English. And then now she speaks better English than I do. I have known her as a very, very responsible person. So if we approach this and support Haiti, and then I think Haiti will be a very responsible person. Believe it or not, I don't drink much, but I have been denied drink by Haiti. She's very nice. She never told me, oh, no, 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 you go. And she would say, let me get you a chicken noodle soup. I must look like. So, but anyway, Haiti has been very supportive of people and very responsible. So, thank you.
Good evening. My name is Phil Pato. I am an ANC commissioner for this commission. I live at 1715 Lamont Street. I want to thank, first of all, everyone for coming out and speaking tonight. This meeting is really the opportunity for us, the ANC commissioners, to hear from the community on this issue. I'm not going to actually talk tonight because I want to hear what you have to say, but I also want to make sure that I say thank you and welcome to all the people who are here who have concerns and are expressing those concerns. It's really tough to walk into a room where you know that there's overwhelming support for the position that you are against. So it really takes a lot of guts to come in here and talk to us tonight. I want to thank you for that. I'm listening to your concerns, and I'm more than willing to talk to you about them in the coming days. I want to thank Rob for speaking a little bit about the process, because that is very important. This will happen in slow motion. I can guarantee you that. The ABRA board will not meet on this issue probably for another 30 to 45 days. The ANC will have a vote on this, I think, tomorrow, but it will be a very baby step. We will be talking about this for the rest of the summer, I can pretty much guarantee you. But that being said, I'm glad we're starting the conversation now in the winter, and we'll be in here when it gets hot and we'll wear shorts. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Mario Alves Jr., and I'm the son of the... All those aside, I can tell you one thing. They're great people, great bosses. I work for them part-time, but they don't make me. I want to. I love working for them. It's always been a family place, and the fears that people have of it becoming a raging nightclub should be put to rest. I don't think you should judge a book by its cover, and Pridey's will always be a family place. Thank you.
My name is Olivia Calaval, and I have lived in this neighborhood, Iona House, Merrick Street, for more than 20 years, and before that I worked in the neighborhood. And it just, you know, disturbs me a lot that we have polarized this community. I really appreciate this community because we all come from very different backgrounds, experiences, and that is good. We can have different opinions, but we are being polarized around a word, classification, and it's just a legal classification, this nightclub. And in fact, we have been struggling, especially most recently looking at our main street, and why are we not rallying around Heidi and Mario, who have a track record here, who are also part of this community? Why are we not examining that element of their experience here, that element of their struggle here, and rallying to see how we can actually help them to
go where they need to go, and they need to go in two places. They need to go economically to make it a viable place, but the way they are choosing to make this a viable restaurant is by being able to extend hours and the amenities, which is dancing, which is what brings us there, for community organizations, for families having their birthdays. What she is doing is really towards growing our community, which is something that I know we are all engaged in. And I know everybody has said everything more eloquently, and I think I've been in this discussion now for many years. So I really do support, us, including Heidi and Mario, to get this community going in a positive way.
Hello, my name is Jason Romero. I'm president of the 145 Pleasant Street Tenant Association. I'm working for Hades. Let me talk to my language in Spanish. I feel bad. Por favor, yeah. Okay. Yo creo de que ha sido bonito todo lo que he escuchado, pero hay un punto muy importante que creo que nadie lo ha estado entendiendo.
It has been nice, everybody's input, but there is a missing point that I'm about to address.
Por ejemplo, Hades Restaurant va a seguir igual como está.
First of all, Hades Restaurant will be operated just the way it has been operated.
Lo único que nosotros queremos es que con esta nueva licencia, porque yo soy empleada de Hades,
the only thing that we want with this new regulation, with this new license,
es poder dar a nuestros clientes promociones, descuentos, 2x1, todo aquello que sea atractivo para que el cliente pueda venir a Mount Pleasant, no solamente los que recibimos aquí, sino que de otros lados, para que puedan continuar conociendo los otros negocios y a la larga subir la economía, porque aquí estamos hasta abajo.
Okay. One of the things is like giving to our customers, and I say that because I work in the restaurant, it will be giving promotions 2-for-1, and also that will encourage more people outside customers to come and invest in Mount Pleasant, just like because all the other businesses have suffered with this, what is going on in this street.
Porque eso es lo que nosotros necesitamos. Ahora, quiero pedirle de favor a todos que ya quitemos la mentalidad que tenemos de los años 70 de los gánster, que cuando decía nightclub decía mujeres desnudas, drogas y todo. No, ahora es simple y sencillamente un nombre que lo que queremos es que la licencia se llame así. Hey, the restaurant va a seguir siendo Hey, the restaurant.
So what I would like to, that everybody would, I would like to ask everybody to take that mentality like the 70s, when they used to say nightclub and the gangsters, the prostitutes, the alcohol. But what I'm trying to tell you is that great Hades Restaurant is going to be operating the same.
La licencia es la que tiene ese nombre. Yo también decía.
The license is the one that has the name.
Nosotros lo que también queremos decirles es de que necesitamos trabajar un poco libremente para traer más gente acá, porque desde que se abrió la 14, ese nuevo mall, quedamos peor en este barrio, todos los negocios estamos afuera, porque todo el mundo agarra para allá. Entonces, ¿de qué manera lo vamos a hacer? Atrayendo nuevos clientes para que puedan conocer este barrio. Lo mismo que se hizo junto con cuando tuvimos el festival. Solamente tenemos que esperar un festival para atraer gente. Necesitamos hacer promociones, ayudarnos en todo.
We need more freedom to operate, since like the DCUSA has been open, we lost a lot of businesses, and everybody goes over there. And we need to, we don't have to wait until the festival, the Fiesta de Sí festival comes on time to attract people to Mount Pleasant.
También tenemos que trabajar todos unidos, porque aquí, como miembro de la comunidad, aparte de ser trabajadora de Haití, me da tristeza saber de que aquí lo que hacemos es estar discutiendo, peleando, no me conviene esto, ¿por qué? Porque o son latinos, o porque son estos, ¿por qué otro negocio no tiene necesidad de pedir ninguna licencia y hacen lo que quieren? Nosotros nos sentimos mal, aunque en el restaurante Haití ustedes pueden llegar cualquier día y van a ver diversidad de personas. Ahí no van a ver solo latinos, solo blancos, solo hay de todo, porque hay para todos.
Also, would like to encourage everybody to work together so we can work together and
for very purposes, you know, stop all of this fighting, this Latino, all businesses, they require the license, and they're operating without licenses and this. But we just would like to, if you go to Hayes restaurant, you will see at any time of the day, they're not only Latinos over there, they're white, blacks, everything.
Y esto es para que todos los negocios vayan agarrando un poco más de clientela, pero como vuelvo y repito, nosotros nos sentimos que hemos pasado casi 13 años como esclavos, porque aquí no se puede hacer una cosa, no se puede hacer otra. Cuando yo he trabajado, estuvimos para conseguir esta licencia en el lugar de la Georgia, es el agencia que toma la decisión, no las organizaciones. Organizaciones que ni siquiera nos permiten ser parte de ellas. Uno de los requisitos es ser residente. Tengo orgullosamente 13 años de residir en Mount Pleasant, pero no tenemos oportunidad de nada, porque aquí es un monopolio, ¿verdad? Es un monopolio de organizaciones.
Okay, so one thing is that they have, at least for 13 years, we have been with all the struggles, all the different organizations. I don't know what happened, but the ANC, the Hayes on Georgia Avenue, the ANC took off on working over and the licenses. But here, you know, we have all of these organizations that they want to come in. But I have been here for, I've been a resident of Mount Pleasant. 13 years.
Entonces ahora, ya que existe supuestamente una oportunidad para que todas las organizaciones se reúnan, denos la oportunidad de trabajar bien, ¿verdad? O sea, no estar atados solamente a ciertos agrimes. No, tenemos, necesitamos, si en realidad queremos levantar nuestro barrio, ah, con todos los negocios, no solamente con Haití, sino que con los negocios, con los supermercados, con las librerías, con todos los negocios que se han estado viviendo. Si queremos rescatarlos, tenemos que trabajar juntos siempre, y dar la oportunidad de que así como nosotros estamos haciendo en Haití, de atraer nuevo gente.
If we want to help these businesses, it's better than being attached to one agreement with all of these restrictions. How are they going to give the opportunity for them to grow if they're attached to all of these, you know, ridiculous agreements?
Entonces, lo único que estamos pidiendo es de que no atrasemos tanto el proceso, que otra reunión. Si ya cada quien sabe, por ejemplo, alrededor de Haití, todo el mundo son negociantes, nadie permanece ahí, la gente no se queja porque la música ni siquiera se oye. O sea, argumentos bien pequeños que nos pueden hacer daño y que no son ciertos. Simple y sencillamente, esa es la razón por la cual yo apoyo, porque yo sí, en realidad, quiero mucho mi barrio Mount Pleasant y quiero que se levante, porque está muy perdido. Y esto significa, tienen ellos oportunidad de hacer negocios, va a estar abierto durante el día, la gente puede venir y ver todo lo que tenemos en Mount Pleasant. Entonces, denos la oportunidad, señores, por favor, de tener esta licencia para que nuestros clientes puedan seguir viniendo y a la larga va a ser para todos. Y si no, pues díganos que quieren abrir ustedes los negocios que ya están cerrados. Pero denos la oportunidad de trabajar juntos. Solamente, gracias.
Give us the opportunity to have all this, give us the opportunity to have a license that will open up the door for more business, you know, and to take into consideration, and not to have more meetings, or, you know, you bring, you know, things like the music. If you have music, it's soundproof in the restaurant, and I love my barrio, my neighborhood, and I would just like to emphasize to work together.
Good evening. My name is Mario Cristaldo, and I'm the Director for Community Relations and Organizing for NANA, Inc. We do affordable housing and community development here in D.C., and we have a property at 3125 Mount Pleasant. And I'm also a Mount Pleasant resident originally when I first came to D.C. back in the early 90s. So I live at 1745 Hillborn Place in I'm a friend of Phil also. The reason I'm here today, you would ask me, you know, what's going on with a nonprofit developer coming and talking to a community about a nightclub license? Well, the way we see it is that This is a win-win situation for everybody, because this is the opportunity for the community to come together to show that there is another way, not just one way of doing business, small business. This is a resident of Mount Pleasant who is a business here, been doing it for more than 20 years, and also has done great business with all of us. I'm not going to go over some of the things that people already said about being there and all that. But what I want to emphasize tonight is the need for all of us to work together with Haley to make sure that this is a win-win situation for us. It's been very tough for everybody. The economy has been down for a number of years now. There have been some other businesses across 16th Street. You know, it's very difficult. So let's help our small businesses here. We also have 3125 two businesses, small businesses. I think we're not competing. We're actually empowering our neighbor and then making sure that we all are in safety. So the other thing is about process, and Phil mentioned this, and I'm glad he mentioned that, because this is the starting of the race, actually. And this is not a rash one. This is a resistant one. We need to start from here, all of us here, Latinos, whites, blacks, business owners, ANC commissioners, everybody, and we can help to make sure we show that there's another way of doing business. As a nightclub. Well, the name is a nightclub. The law is there. It's important that we do that. We need to follow the law. But at the same time, we need to show that there's other ways of applying the law, and that applies to everyone. Because I wanna celebrate my neighbor's birthday parties there. I'd love to do that. I'd like to take the people who visited, who come to see me in D.C., to take them to, you know, to show them a flavor of Central America here in Mount Pleasant and the community. So all of this I want to show. So I urge the ANC commissioners to vote in favor of this tomorrow, to show us, to give us the leadership that we need to pass this license in favor of Haiti. And that's what I'm going to start with tonight. And I'm going to be working with my neighbors and other stakeholders in the process. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Amber Gallup, and my husband and I are here as members of Mount Pleasant in Exile. We live in Maryland now. And I know it's very sad. But we're here because I think it's also important just to say that, I was thinking about, I should say, first of all, that I was a founding member here in Mount Pleasant, and I lived in the neighborhood for 8 years before we had to go to Maryland. So I'm definitely very invested in the community. And I was thinking about the fact that about 85-90% of the times that I've come back to Mount Pleasant since I left a year ago has been to come to Haiti's restaurant and to see my friends and to be a part of that atmosphere and feel part of my old community again and to hear the music and to be a part of it, which has been really amazing there since they were able to get music there a couple of years ago. And I think that we can all attest, like we heard from Claudia, from Olivia, from others, that it's been great since we've had music there. There haven't been the problems that some people said may come up, you know, might have come up as a result of that. I think that those of you who, you know, have some concerns about, you know, the label nightclub, what might happen, should really think about the fact that, the word nightclub, I think, is sometimes throwing us off a little bit here. People have made those points. If you're concerned, I would really suggest talking to Claudia or to Rob or to Olivia, some of the people who have been giving real clear reasons why this is nothing to fear. And to all the people here who have attested to the 20 years of Katie and Mario being responsible, vibrant business owners. And finally, I just want to say that there are good, big reasons why people come back and they invest in the community, and that makes everybody stronger. Because Mount Pleasant is, of course, most importantly, you all, but it's also those of us who have gone away. Mount Pleasant is much bigger than we think it is.
Good evening, my name is Alfredo Rodriguez. moved here to Mount Pleasant in 2005. We left in 2009. We come back often. And I just want to say, all the points have been made, I think, are already made, so I don't want to repeat any of them. But I do want to just make one different point. And that is that many communities would love to have, which is cool to have, an anchor or something that defines the neighborhood like you have right now with Haiti. And I don't mean necessarily just because it's a prosperous business and all that, but two very important things. And that is, one, somebody with a tracker, somebody you know who they are and how they've been in the past. But the other thing is almost as important, someone who has skin in the game, who has their money in the game, and they live here, whose kids are here, who whatever bad effects come, they themselves will need. And I just think that is a very rare combination. You don't see a lot of places out there like that. And just watch out that if you get too hungry and you create business like these to leave, that you will have, you may very well be causing what you're trying not to happen, which is they will leave and then the boxes will come in, the national chains will come in, and it will be a very different environment. And then you will have lost precisely what you were fighting for. We're trying to keep them going away. And so I'm obviously here to support Haiti, and the reason I come back is really because if tomorrow they were to be, that would be a very sad day, and in a way there would almost no reason to come back here. I guess the friends I would visit individually, it would be very hard to come back to see the opposite that we all remember. Thank you.
My name is Jose Gabriel Lora. Well, I'm living in Cerro Espejo, but I love this neighborhood from Mount Pleasant. I got a lot of friends, especially at Haiti's restaurant. I got my band, I play music, and we work with Haiti. It's a beautiful place, and beautiful family, the best food for me. So that's why I support Haiti, because I love that place. It's a beautiful family.
Yeah. Okay, my name is Alex Hidalgo, and I would like to talk about Haiti in three different perspectives. One of them as a community member, another one as a musician, another one as a community activist in this neighborhood. And for the last 10 years I've been working around this area with community organizations such as Latin American Center, Casa de Merida. There's times in which we need support from several businesses. Sometimes I've been walking around Mount Pleasant trying to find some support. And the only person, I'm sorry, I don't want to say that Haiti is the only one that is a supporter right here, because it's Beto also, right here, a great support for us. But she's been there all the time whenever there's the countries around the neighborhood. There is a need around there. Haiti is always willing to support any needs of the community. That's one. That's a solidarity. As a musician, my respect for her. I think she's a great person who really shares her place. It's not a restaurant for me. This is just like a family place where you can just go ahead and just put your cards on the table. Be like, Haiti, I need support from you. I need you to help me with this. She's always there. Even food, donations, any type of things. So I think that Haiti deserves a lot more. And that's, as a musician, she's supporting my friend that right now they don't have a current job, so they have twice per week, at least once per week, they have something to gain over there. So that's great from her, and I would appreciate that. As a community member, there's always a hand, there's always someone to talk, there's always a chance to meet somebody right there, there's always like a chance to turn this community as a multicultural, a real multicultural place right here. And so therefore, I support Haiti from
Thank you. My name is Jesse Funes. I've been a member of the community for the last 40 years, and I've known Haiti's place for a while. And I just would like to add that due to this, by judging the size of Haiti, I don't think that will be much of an impact. It's not that it's going to become a Tom Tom and Alice Morgan. So, and for what everyone has said, I mean, I think they deserve this opportunity just to increase a little bit their income. I don't think they always keep their code of conduct and well, you know, I think it's going to be like that ever, I think. So she deserves it.
My name is Joaquin Retana. I'm a resident of Mount Pleasant. I live at 3149, right in front of Mount Pleasant and next to 3145. I want to say that I think Hades is a huge role model within the community. They do things right. I've noticed that right away when last year, as a matter of fact, they gave me an opportunity to work for them. And interacting with the customers, I realized that they love the music. They love to come in, interact with one another, and just not drinking either, they love the food there too. And in my mind, I think that everyone within the community would support Haiti on the decision of getting a nightclub license. And I think what they're doing is the right thing. And that's it.
All right. Thank you. My name is Rosa Rivas, and I live for 20 years here in Mount Pleasant, and I am part of the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant, and I represent to the Adelante Mount Pleasant Hub, 3149 Mount Pleasant. And we support from the 16 families, we support to Haiti restaurant nightclub. Because it's a family restaurant, music, delicious food, and she support to the all activities here in Mount Pleasant, and she support to Latino Association of Mount Pleasant when we had an event for 300 people. We did food here in Mount Pleasant, and she support that. And we support
Haiti 100%
for NC.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Paul. I'm a little park bred. I've been here for 31 years. I was with Hades when she took over trolleys. Thank you, Haiti. And, you know, you took over, you know,
Latin night.
And then the mariachis, which I miss very much, and I think we should bring this back to the neighborhood. The Mount Pleasant Street is dying because of all the infighting and all this. I don't even bother to come to these meetings, but I love your restaurant. I love you. I love supporting your place. I knew you before you were married. I remember your sister and you running that business. You are the pillar of this Mount Pleasant Street. My only concern would be that if you were to leave and it would go back to what you bought, and it was a, you know, it was kind of like a nightclub where they're selling drugs, but you have turned it around and you've made it great, just like you made all your other locations great. So I love you. I love you in the neighborhood, but that's only my concern. So it's probably a very small one, but that's where I'm coming from. So.
My name is Dan Nakini. I live on Park Road. I've been in the neighborhood about 20 years. Like Paul, I've known Haiti for a while, and I have a lot of respect for you and for the business that you run. I have a lot of respect for all my neighbors, but I'm not ready. I don't feel good about this. I feel like I'm being pushed. I feel like that there's 50 people in the room all pushing me, and I don't like being pushed. And so I have a couple of requests. Okay, one would be I'd like to have a meeting to have the discussion some gentleman said about. Okay, what is it? What does it mean? What does it not mean? Okay, I'd like to have a chance to have that kind of discussion so I know what it is we're talking about. I also have a concern about what happens if you decide to sell the business, because I remember the African Room. I've been here a long time, and that was not a nice place. And it was a hell of a time to get rid of that place. And so, and I'm not suggesting you would do it. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I have a lot of respect for you, but I know that a license can be sold. And someone else can then buy it, and then who knows what happens. So I have concerns. And what I don't want to see this turn into is the, you know, the fight there was last time about all the music and everything. We're all neighbors. We all live here. You know, we got to be able, we got to find somebody along. But you don't get along by pushing me, okay? If you push me, I'm going to push back. I'm asking for some a little time here, a little cooperation. Let's have a discussion about this. I asked that the ANC not take a position on this yet. I think it's premature. If you got people that have been like me, I'm afraid. I I'm afraid of what it means. Now, maybe my fears are unfounded, but this is the first meeting I've been to. You know, maybe there have been others, but it's the first meeting I've been to. To have a chance to express my opinion or to talk about it, and I know there's not enough time to ask questions, get into that. I think we should there should be a way, an open forum for people to have some questions, a Q&A. Okay, let me ask you a question. What does it mean? What does it not mean? I think the ANC should not take the position yet. And one of my biggest concerns, like I say, is not what you would do with this license, but what happens if you sell it, if you sell the business. And I'm not saying you will, but that's a concern I have. So I'd like a little more time for the community to interact. I don't want to fight, okay? And that's where I'm coming from.
So, I mean, I'm like the idea that we can have a like somebody's like nightclub for me. I mean, now it's like people can dancing, people can enjoy, musicians can have more work. You know, like he say, people can have more job and hit the restaurant. And I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's time also we can get out of this unfortunate agreement that we have. People call it VA, you know, voluntary agreement, but also it's not. Because my experience when I opened my play, I was enforced to sign this agreement. Because if not, they're going to push my liquor license every time when I renew. So that's why I'm calling a voluntary agreement, for enforcement agreement. Because you have restriction on it, you know. They want to control you to lose a picture, windows, cardboard, trash, noise. Actually, now they enforce to have it in the bathroom. People go out from the restaurant, they have to be quiet. They have to put a lock on his mouth so they cannot talk. Because if I'm a lawyer, we got to respect the law. We got to work with the ABC Court rulings, you know. And we respect that. And these agreements, it's a lot of restriction, you know, so we cannot go with that. So I think now it's time we can review or modify the agreement. So that way, you know, we can bring live music in here. I think it's time we fight for a long time to do this, and now when the ABC Court says it's time to we can apply for a live music or to modify the VA, I think it was an excellent idea. So I'm asking everybody to support ADs and I spray, as which is a friend of my wife, and we work together all the time. I mean, everybody knows that I work a lot. And so in the future, we can bring more people to Mount Pleasant, and we can enjoy it here. We don't have to go to the other places. Thank you for coming tonight to support me.
Benefit from that, you know. you know, and then we need to give back to our local businesses. They give to us, we need to give back. If a local business is having trouble making ends meet, we need to support whatever it is that they say they need to do to increase their revenue so they can hire more local people, so they can stay in the neighborhood, so they can keep shoveling the snow, you know. Because when you walk from here over to Columbia Heights or down to Mount Pleasant, those businesses don't shovel the snow. Those businesses are not open for business in a snowstorm. Those businesses are not, catering to what, they're not featuring local musicians. And I want to also thank my ANC for holding this forum. I don't remember being consulted when Target and Bed and Bath and Beyond and Marshalls moved into my neighborhood. I don't remember anybody giving me the opportunity. Those businesses are not good for my family. They sell junk made in China. It's not good for my children. You know, not pupusas and rice and beans. So I, which are, you know, and music from all over the, you know, of the different cultures in this community, that I want to be able to bring, you know, visitors and my family and my children to see. When they, you know, when I go visit them, they live in other cities now, I have to bring them food from the local restaurant so they won't talk to me. I mean this seriously. Our businesses are a treasure, and we need to do for them at least half of what they do for us. We need to support them. I'm not an expert on licenses and all this stuff. I don't want to be. I'm a social worker. I don't find that interesting at all. But I trust them that if they say they need a modification in their license in order to increase their revenues and stay in this community, you know, I believe them, and I think we need to support them. We need these businesses, you know. It is drive your car in that mess that is Columbia Heights tonight and compare it to what our street is like after the snowstorm, you know, with friendly businesses open, with people who help each other. We need to invest in that. It doesn't come for free, you know, or we'll turn into that mess that is over there. And believe me, you know, I don't think that when Hooters wants to come to the neighborhood, they will ask us all for our opinion, you know, or some other, you know. And it can happen. It can happen. You know, we need to fight to keep these businesses here. And if they say they need a variation in their license to stay here, we need to support them. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Janelle Trivitz, and I've been in this neighborhood for like baby residency compared to so many people here. I've been here for about 4 years, and I have known Haiti in that time, in those 4 years, and have her place sort of is definitely the nexus of this neighborhood for me. It's like almost the only place I go on the amount of money I make. I go to Haiti. And so I do just want to say, like, super shout out to everybody in this room and, like, what an awesome freaking neighborhood we live in. Like, what an awesome place that people have such a stake in what happens on this strip, that people, like, for whether they, like, feel are here because of concerns or here in support, that we all do come together and talk about these things. I think that's such an incredible thing. So, like, yay, Mount Pleasant. And as far as Hades goes, like, I am a founding member of Fairmount Pleasant as well, and I have worked with her very closely for a long time, and I really have such implicit trust in her and Mario's vision for that restaurant and their goals for that restaurant and what they want to do. For, as one example, they only let the music start sort of after dinner service. You know what I mean? It's not like music all the time. It's like one prime example that dinner service and having a family-friendly place that caters to different communities and for the different things that they want is always like a priority. And so, like, I'll go there to listen to music, and she doesn't start till like 10 o'clock or something, and then it's over by 12, and I'm like, well, that's a buzzkill for me personally, or 11, yeah. Like, it's barely any time at all, because maintaining that dinner service is a top priority to try and cater. So it's like, I think some words that I've heard that I want to just echo are that she's an anchor in this neighborhood. Like, Hades is an anchor in this neighborhood. Through all of the fundraisers that they do to support different community neighborhood organizations, from just sort of the fact that it is one of the few places in the neighborhood that many multiple different communities do feel comfortable in, which is an incredible feat. And also that they deserve deserve this opportunity. That's something else I've heard. They deserve this opportunity to make this leap, which does have a scary buzzword attached to it, nightclub. That is very scary, and I totally hear the concerns that people have. And I feel that actually, based on what we hear tonight, and based on their track record, that it would be fair for the ANC to vote on it tomorrow, and that we shouldn't stop the conversation there. That, like, just because the ANC has voted in support does not mean that this community needs to stop its conversations about what this means for us. And that I know that they're interested in what it means for us and in having that conversation, so we could still have a forum after that vote and still continue on having discussions on, like, and having concerns, so that they know that going ahead, because they are part of this community. They live in this community. They raise their children here. And our input is important to business relations. So I feel like I support Katie 100%, and I have such deep trust that her stake in this neighborhood and her vision is in the right place, that I know that whatever she does with this license will be within all of our goals too for living in this neighborhood. So that's why I'm just saying thank you for your business.
Hi, how are you? My name is Alejandra Hinojosa. I have been living over here for 10 years in the neighborhood. I live right here in 16th Street, 3200. And I come here to support Heidi. I was working with her, but I know her to Heidi for about 9 years. I have been in her business for several times. After some time, I started working with her 3 years ago. I stopped working with her 1 year ago. But that's why that gives me the opportunity to see how she trained the people to work over there. I know many of you guys, because many of you go over there, Chinese, many of them. I think that she really managed it. Well, you said that you have concerns. The truth is that I think that you have to feel afraid. The thing is that the truth is that she really cares. She brings people to train the person that is working with her. She don't allow us to do things. We are just have to do what we have to do. You know what is the rule, and you are going to follow that. I think that they deserve the same threat to other other person, then she needs the license to keep going her business. I think she really needs it, because, like she said, they close the dancing and everything, well, the music at 12, and I saw that before. Everybody, after the music is gone, everybody's leaving. So I think that she was managed very well, the business with the music and everything. But everybody, when I go out, I just want to keep going until it's 3 o'clock or when it's closed. I don't go out that often. But then I think that when somebody stops you, like, okay, just it's time to close, it's 12, I'm not able to have more music, you really damage the business of them. And then I think that what I love about Mount Pleasant is that we have everything really close, the restaurant, the bank, and the stores and everything. And I would like that they keep open the business, because I'm going over here. And like somebody said, when you go out and you have some drinks, at least I don't want to drive, and I don't like to. I think that it's not safe. Just go around the corner and come back to your place. And most of the people know you. Even if you're going out of the place, many people know you over there. So I come here to support her, and I think that you have to wait more time. It has been so many years that she has this problem that they do not allow music and everything. I don't think that is nothing bad for the business.
Here on Mount Pleasant that's closed, so I would like to see that we do as much as possible to encourage business. I recognize that one gentleman raised the issue of the transfer, if she should sell the business. But it says in the material here that a transfer of license has to have an approval from the government authorities. So I think that as long as this woman has given a very good history of service, that we should do what we can to support her.
Then I guess we'll come this way, because the next person would be actually Storm. You wish to speak?
Oh, I thought that Nancy was just listening tonight. I'm kind of sort of in the middle. I definitely support this whole endeavor in terms of bringing more to the neighborhood. And my other side is not what I think they per se would do, but the folks that will come after is where I'm a little tensed up about. I love that restaurant. I send my friends there. I got one favorite thing that I always get when I come there, so they can just about go to the kitchen when I walk in the door. I love the atmosphere I always have. I just like the diversity that's in there and everything. I agree. It is a very good basis, a very good rock for this community. I totally agree with that. I'm looking like way down the line as to what will occur with that, but I have no apprehension on that. It would be a very good thing for you to do. I've even been in your business on Georgia Avenue. It's definitely different from your business in Mount Pleasant, but yet it's still good too. So, I do support you. I just have apprehension as to what's going to happen down the road. Okay.
Thanks to the 58 people who came out. I've heard a lot of misunderstandings, and people have said they want to hear more. You can call your ANC commissioner. Their phone number and address is on the ANCWomen.org website, and you can call the city and they'll give it to you. Let me go through some of what I see.
Did I put the timer on you?
Yes, you did. Why you did all that?
Question? Because it seems like some of the concern is, to some degree, a lack of clarity about what the change in status allows, and that as a service, the ANC might present a set of documents about what is either on the ANC section of the forum or something, just as a clarifying document. The Q&A was very helpful, I think, that we saw circulated, but it was from a perspective of folks who are in favor of the change. It would, for people who are on the fence or concerned about what it might mean long term, I don't know what the document is you're referring to, that the sales are, that things have to be approved for future sale. But if there are documents like this that are public documents, I'm not good at digging through city regs. I don't know even where to start. So if there are folks on the ANC who have these documents, you know, at the ready, that could post them for people to peruse and help make their own minds, I think that would be a really good public service.
Staff of ABRA, and they have a lot of documents.
That's too much.
I got to tell you, I'm just not like a, we're people who are concerned are not.
Let me see. Let me address your concerns.
Wait, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Let's not get out of order here. Gene was getting ready to speak. He didn't even get through his statement, which I'm going to time.
We'll
have time for some Q&A and try to let him make his statement.
Okay. Go to New Ways ABC Board, Alcohol Board, Alcohol Beverage Control Board. They came in and they were endorsed by the council with overwhelming majorities on, and they all came in and said they were going to make three changes. One, they intend to have quick enforcement for bad behavior. They've done a lot here. Two,
They said they're going to make no restrictions. They're going to change the hostile business environment rep for DC by no restrictions unless there has been bad behavior. And three, that while they will scrutinize any new applicant on license changes, they don't want to, for bad behavior, not let them in. They're not going to put any controls on fears of the future. Next, let's clarify the role of the ANC. The ANC is only advisory. We have great weight in these kinds of things, which means that the agency must address every point in a resolution and address it and see if they have superior evidence. If it's just opinion, like we had meetings and a lot of people were fearful and didn't like it, or we had a mob and they all chanted no, 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 that doesn't count. That is a waste of time to put that in a resolution. The only thing that matters is evidence-based arguments. Now, there's some things that if we have these kinds of meetings and we develop evidence about local circumstances that they don't know about, well, then that can be enforced in court because they've got to address that in their points. Next, I asked Fred Musale, the director, well, how do they handle this? He said, it's purely by the record. Fears and speculation do not count. It's only evidence of past behavior that count. So all the people that have fears and speculations, that's fine. Let's see if we can address them, if there's something there. But it's only evidence and evidence-based arguments that the agency can put forward. You can try to put pressure on the ABC board because they're the ones who make the decision. The ANC does not, and very often we're ignored. Secondly, well, here's the things. Record of prior infractions. Two, ANC advice, and it's got to come up with all these evidence-based arguments, not speculations and fears. And three, inspector reports and civic associations or individuals are treated exactly the same except for going into protest meetings, and it's only their evidence, and especially when corroborated supposedly by inspectors. Now, part C. I'm trying to think through a process. First of all, I observed that the voluntary agreement is a master controller. Indeed, if Heidi's restaurant got a CN tomorrow, they would be released from from several nuisances that could endanger them, about percentage of food, the hours of entertainment, and so on. Percentage of food and a few things like that. All the other things are controlled by the voluntary agreement. So the voluntary agreement is the master document, and it seems that then that the ANC could go ahead, I haven't heard, at least. We'll see how the other five vote. I haven't heard any evidence-based arguments to say no. I've heard a lot of fears. But that really is not the critical part. There's going to be another 2 months because they have to appeal to change their voluntary agreement if they want to change their hours and all of that. That's where the rubber meets the road, and that's going to take another 2 months to go through. And it seems to me that the ANC could just say, look, since that's the real game, we should put out an appeal for people to come in with their evidence-based arguments, whether from a civic association or individuals. And we'll develop a process to hear those things and let them be discussed. My oath is to do the best for all without fear or favor. That's what I promised. So fear and favor, I am sworn to ignore. Hopefully we can get a process where we can go to the evidence and not just base it on speculation and fear.
Yeah.
I'm Jackie Reyes. I'm the here on behalf of Councilmember Jim Graham. I'm his new director of Latino Affairs, and it's awesome. And one of the things that I have seen it with these businesses in Mount Pleasant is the punch that have been taken. Like I've been telling, you know, I've been coming to a few meetings with the business association for the past 2 months since I was appointed to this position. And I've been seeing like the punch that they have taken in an empty stomach, I say, because, you know, Mount Pleasant, when I came here in 1990, when I came from El Salvador, there was a very, you know, vibrant community with a lot of businesses, and now I think we have like 18 stores closed. All of the strip here is closed down, and you know, it is in my efforts to make everything what is entitled for us to do in our position to keep this business up and going. That would be my few words.
David Bosserman, ANC Commissioner over Irving Street through Lamont. And I appreciate one of my constituents coming to tell us what's on her mind. And they may be fears, but I appreciate them. I think we can talk about evidence-based arguments when we talk about talking to the liquor board. But when we're talking here, we can talk about our feelings. And I would like to see more discussions. I don't know what the format. I would like to work with other groups in Mount Pleasant to have joint forums that people can talk. And it doesn't have to be a cheering section. It could be a dissenter's section, you know, so we can get questions answered, that kind of thing. I think we owe that to the people that have just woken up to this because of a lot of commotion going on. And I don't think we should stop anything, but I think we should have this process. I think we should look at the voluntary agreements in a very, from the beginning, open way, and be creative and support all of our residents. Don't set one up against the other.
Well, Oliver, it would be to you because this handsome gentleman started it off this evening.
Oh, okay. My name is Ori Watanda. I'm the ANC commissioner. I've lived in this area for about 14 years. I've known Haiti, restaurant down there from day one to open. I'm a regular customer there. I'm not here to actually give any opinion, but just to listen to both sides. Argument, and that's what
Jack. Well, Jack McKay, ANC Commissioner, and I've been warning for 6 or 7 years that this day would come, because when the new alcoholic beverage law was passed, and it included a 45% food sales requirement, I said, that's going to be trouble sooner or later. And I even arranged a meeting of Jim Graham with our restaurant owners to say, what do we do about the 45% food sales requirement, which is going to put some restaurants out of business? And his answer was, change license class. Well, here we are. So it's no surprise now that we are looking at a situation where if they don't change their license class, what do they do? Force feed people more food, and I think it's kind of astonishing that carryout food isn't food. That seems a surprise to me. Yeah, carryout food is not food according to alcoholic beverage.
I think what you said on the website the other day was right. That's an detail. Yeah. Doesn't count.
So they've got the 45% problem. They got other issues, and the nightclub license is basically the way out of this particular problem. Everyone admires the management provided by Mario and Haiti. Everybody, you hear this from everybody. And I love the place too. I always take visitors to Haiti's to go to dinner because it's a great restaurant. And we want to see it continue as a restaurant. And that's the kind of the issue here is how can we guarantee that regardless of what happens in the future, the management policies which you are going to impose will continue. Where does a neighborhood have a guarantee that it's not going to turn into something terrible just because times change, conditions change, people change? So I think the neighborhood would like to see these policies continuing as a resident, mostly as a restaurant, but with entertainment, et cetera, et cetera, a compromise, restaurant/nightclub. We'd like to see those in writing so that the residents of the neighborhood can be confident that this admirable management will continue. Thank you.
So we have time for a little Q&A.
This is very helpful. I just, not knowing where to start on some of the documentation to try to feel like you've got a better sense. And again, this is clearly to reinforce the very strong community feeling about Hades and what it's managed. It's just kind of what it means for the community, how late it really can stay open, how many nights. I mean, I think we saw some of it on the forum, but that's often tinged with a lot of perspective. So it's kind of hard to figure out what's black and what's white, what's yes and no, which class is.
If I could just help, since I did run the case before, I have a pretty solid familiarity with regulations and the law. The first thing that's important to know, though, is that your best source of information in sort of a digest form is going to be ABRA. They're there to help you. They're supposed to call you back in one day, and they have the familiarity with the laws and the regulations that even I don't have or anyone on the ANC has. I mean, these guys are volunteers. They're not, they can't just, when we put together, we had put together a brief regarding one of the other restaurants that was involved in that big thing, and nobody knew what it was. We had to look it all up and write that part of the brief. It's very complicated. ABRA is the most qualified. They're the people who are supposed to be giving you advice. Your tax dollars are paying for them to provide you with the information that you're going to need as a citizen. I mean, that's why we pay them to do that. And I would urge everybody to call Fred Musali's office. He's now heading the agency. He's not the head of the alcohol board, but he's the executive head of the agency itself. He's a good guy. He's smart. He explains things in very easy language. Before I was a lawyer, I was involved in another alcohol situation, and he made everything so easy to understand. I think that they will really help you get a grip on what's being talked about here. They're here for you for that. The one other thing I did want to say, though, about the domino effect, the fears and all that, is that in this country, we judge people based on their actions. And that's what we mean when we say due process of law. And one of the problems here has been that people want to judge Heidi and the way that she's operated her restaurant on the actions of other people. And in some sense, that's basically not fair. If someone has come to this country, has done everything right, followed every rule, made sure that their business did not interfere with the neighborhood, then they should be given their fair shot. That's what this process is about. And in terms of time and everything, this was placarded on the front of Heidi's restaurant for, 45 days, is it? Yeah, it's a 45-day, there's a giant red sign this big for 45. It's green, sorry. There's a red one for another kind of thing. Even I don't really know everything, but it's been out there a long time, and she's relied on the neighborhood to kind of come, and she's also told her customers about it for a long time. She's relied on the neighborhood to see that the whole purpose of the system, the placarding system, is so that everybody can see, because she can't go door-to-door to everybody. She doesn't have the resources to go door-to-door to everyone in the neighborhood and ask them whether they're on board with this or not. That's why the law has set up this process from the beginning. And what I urge everybody to do is, one, get educated by talking to ABRA, and two, continue to participate in the process. Not just with this ANC vote, which is just one small part of this process. But there's going to be a long period where you'll be able to send in comments. You'll be able to come and testify in front of the board. You can lodge a protest if you wish. There's a lot of things you can do. And the problem is it does take energy, and you have to kind of get engaged in a little bit of the alcohol wars. And that's unfortunate, but that's kind of the system we've got, and it's better than somebody else just making the decision for us, I think. So, I just urge everybody to be involved and to contract ABRA to get the full lowdown on the differences between those two licenses.
Can I just say something? I'd like to propose a different way of doing this. I was involved in the alcohol wars
I became a protester along with a lot of other people when we did the first round. And it was not a very constructive process, and it was extraordinarily time-consuming. I know Jack and we all went down there, you know, we took huge amounts of time off from work. And rather than invite, you know, people to call Fred individually, maybe we need to ask Fred to come here to a meeting where we can all ask him questions. But the other thing is, you know, if there are concerns, as you say, you know, let's get them out on the table and let, you know, you talked about having something in writing. I would think that would be a great thing. I don't want to see it attached to their license because, but it could be an agreement between the neighborhood and Heidi's, whatever. I mean, I think we're creative, caring people, and despite some of the past differences that we've had, I think we all generally want to see the same thing for this neighborhood. So maybe we can work together on something that is not protesting and hearings and acrimony and accusations and people calling each other names and destroying your reputation and telling you you're this and that and the other thing, but something constructive. And I'm looking, hoping the ANC can help lead the way here and that we can work together as a community. We have a terrible reputation. We need to change that. Who does? Who has a background check? I'm not pointing any fingers.
Well, just the neighborhood for being very contentious.
No, but I mean, we had that opportunity to change that. It was, you know, we have the power to do that.
So I have a question, just partly because a lot of the concerns, or a lot, I mean, there are a lot of concerns, but some of the concerns that I've heard really center around not Hades' business at all, but like what's happening after Hades, and that's interesting. But I'm curious about what kind of license the African Room had, because everybody hated that, and that was so terrible.
I thought it was fun. I was going to say, am I the only person that I've met to every goddamn thing at the African Room?
Excuse me, this gentleman back here is...
when you said that the process of taking the decision for the ANC will encounter the actual evidence and all that good stuff, right? I mean, evidence. I've noticed a website offending each other, calling themselves names, and exposing actual numbers of businesses' earnings and actual numbers, which is illegal, whoever does it in that website. They expose like how much money certain local businesses do. That is illegal, that's against the law, let me remind you guys that. So do those websites make a difference in the decision?
No, but let me answer the question, because I asked Fred Masali 10 days ago at a meeting we had. He said that there are some numbers that are in the public domain and can be published, and those are the gross numbers as a percentage. But the details of how many dollars or any of the other details are not published, and they are strictly private.
Yeah, well, thanks.
I have a question for the ANC. So I'm about the process, actually. I'm very interested about that. So tomorrow could be the opportunity for the ANC to weigh in and say, yes, we support Hades because we know her and everything, but we're going to give the opportunity to others to start a process. So there is an opportunity for the ANC to vote in favor of this license application, yes or no? And the second question is, and I want to have a comment about the process. I understand that we come from different backgrounds and different countries, and this community is very diverse. There are going to be things that we're going to have to be working beyond this agency. That we will take this opportunity to work together, to get to know each other. Some people just don't know much about the business. But one thing that we can have to wherever we come from is to run Hades business, because Hades knows about the business herself and themselves. We cannot go and tell them that they need more. They know that, and I'm pretty sure that that can be talked to them in a different scenario. But come as a community trying to run their business, it would be very much disrespectful of all of us. That's just my opinion. And I appreciate the ANC's idea of opening up for discussion to take this opportunity to get to know each other, because there are people moving in the community all the time and others who have been living here for a number of years now. So if you could respond to my question, I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, I'm only one commissioner. I only have one vote. And I've spent the last 2 weeks full-time talking. So the process that I'm suggesting is that we can start the process, but if we recommend a CM license, then the only thing that we'll address is the percentage of sales and the occupancy issue. Maybe a few other things, but those are the two big things. All the other things about hours, all the other restrictions are attached to the voluntary agreement. The approval of GMA, the proprietors have to apply for a vacation or change to the voluntary agreement. That can be done only every 3 years, and some say every 6 years. This is the time, this is their window for doing so, if not they have to wait a long time. That process will take a couple of months to go through. So if the ANC decides, I don't know how they'll vote, to begin this process, well then it does not deal with a master document where all the real teeth are, which is the voluntary agreement or other cooperative agreements. And it seems, and I'm suggesting, and I think some of the commissioners that I've talked with may be willing to consider a process where we open up this discussion, ask for ideas over the next month or two, so that there is an orderly debate about this.
So my question is there a resolution on the table for tomorrow night?
Not at this point.
You might have answered. One critical thing to understand, the ANC has an opportunity tomorrow to vote on whether to support a stipulated license. That means that between the time that the applicant makes the application and the time that the board takes up the application, the applicant is able to operate as if she had that license. So it's sort of a way, typically, for new businesses that are starting to get up and running while that application is being processed. Now, I plan to offer a resolution that supports a stipulated license. I think that is a step that we should take. As I said, this is a process where the board will review any protests. They'll review the application within 30 to 45 days. So whatever the ANC does in terms of a stipulated license is up for grabs and review 45 days later. Greg, I hope I don't speak out of turn.
No, I will introduce you.
Yeah, is planning to introduce a resolution giving blanket support for a CN license beyond just the stipulated. I think that, you know, my approach is take small steps and we can continue the conversation. Greg wants to be a little bit more expansive. So we're going to have that debate.
Just a little bit of the country. The real issue, I think, is the DA.
That's true. The real crux of this issue, fundamentally, and this is, I'm sorry, this is like one of the real nuanced factors of being an ANC commissioner, is you have to figure all this stuff out. The CN license that she's applying for really only gives her about this much of what she's asking for. When you talk about license, or when you talk about entertainment endorsement, when you talk about dance floor, when you talk about expanding the number of hours that she's able to have entertainment, that's still governed by the voluntary agreement. So we're taking very small steps here. And like I said, I'm supporting the stipulated license, and I think that's the right step.
I don't want to get in the weeds here, but actually, there's two voluntary agreements and a board order, and it's the board order that establishes Hades' hours for music.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely correct.
I can't answer what control, I mean, I think we need to have Fred Mattel here because, you know, it's, I really don't know.
No, I mean, that's
excuse
right.
Excuse me. This is informal, but I still got to recognize who's speaking. But I want to ask this. Can I see the hands of those who would like to have a meeting with Fred for him to come down to you? Okay. Thank you. Seems like we need to.
I'll talk with the commissioners and see and to arrange it.
I want to raise one more point. The stipulated license, I believe, is terminated when a protest is received.
Yes. So that could be a matter of days.
Right. To clarify, the stipulated licenses would be operative upon the ANC vote tomorrow night.
No.
Once the ABRA review has...
We only advise. And they're free to ignore us. And our only recourse is to go to court. And we went to court, and it's been 3 years in appeals court, I mean, since we started this process.
And if I may, just to kind of make it clear, the board is going to make this decision. The ABC board is going to make this decision. It's really just a question of what the ANC is going to say to the board. And what the board must do is, if the ANC says there's three reasons why we think that we want to do this, the only thing that the board has to do is say, we address your reason here, reason one here, your reason two here, or your reason three here. They can't ignore what is said. That's the main thing. And so the only thing that's going on is that the board will get the ANC's opinion and will have to respond to the opinion. It will be the board's final decision on whether or not a stipulated license will issue, what type of license will issue in any circumstance. So that's why everybody needs to be as involved as they need to be to get their voice heard. And the board has set up this process so everybody can be heard. And the ANC is only one voice in all of that. So whatever happens tomorrow, it's just the tiniest of steps. And there's going to be, believe me, so much more negotiation, so much more hearing, so much more everything before we get to the final decision of what's going to happen.
They don't call it war for nothing.
It is a lot of work, and it's going to require a lot of work on everybody's part. There's no doubt about it. But I think that the final result is going to be worth it, and that's why they have the process to make sure that everybody gets heard and that the board gets to make a decision based on everything that they see in front of them.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Okay, I guess the next notification will be the meeting with Fred. Not unless one of the other civic organizations do something prior to that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Thank you.